My parents taught me to be polite, and it has always been a handicap. It didn't take long to discover that politeness is a losing strategy, and that the loudest and most boorish voice in the room always wins. A polite person wears an invisible straitjacket and is inhibited from doing all sorts of effective self-promoting things, like yelling, bullying, insulting, and boasting. Unfortunately, these are the essential tools for success in the modern world. This unfortunate upbringing may explain my nostalgia for what I believe to have been a more civilized age, when politeness actually paid off. George Washington, for example, whose name should be on our minds this President's Day, was determined from an early age to set a good example. David McCulloch, in his splendid history, 1776, tells us that Washington was described by his contemporaries as brave, dignified, generous, amiable, modest, gracious, and hospitable. We can never really know a historical figure, of course, especially one so surrounded by legend. But when he was only 16, Washington wrote out a set of 110 rules for civility and decent behaviour, which we can still consult with profit today. I'll read a few of his rules. The language is old-fashioned, but the meaning is clear enough. Show oneself not glad at the misfortune of another, even if he be an enemy. Mock not or jest at anything of importance. Use no reproachful language against anyone. Let your conversation be without malice or envy. While you are talking, point not your finger. Undertake not what you cannot perform, but be sure to keep your promises. Last but not least, be courteous to all. And of course we know that if and when he cut down his father's prized cherry tree, Washington could not tell a lie. The first president may not have obeyed all of his 110 rules all the time, no politician could. But the gentlemen of 1776 were gentlemen in the old-fashioned sense, with elaborate codes of politeness that were seen not as weakness, but as a necessary glue that held civilization together. This was a politically turbulent and violent time, and passions ran high. After the Revolutionary War, some members of Congress urged Washington to declare himself a king, which he angrily refused. The arbitrary rule of one man was exactly the system that America had been fighting against since 1776. This may explain my perhaps naive nostalgia for the 18th century, when modesty, thoughtfulness, and civility were to be found, even in the most powerful men in the land, at least some of the time. It's ancient history, I know, and it's an equally ancient cliché that history repeats itself. Sometimes you wish it would. This is David Bourchier.